It's against the law in Illinois to cause a catastrophe. This came to light last week, if we didn't sense it already, when a law enforcement officer in Champaign County arrested suspects in a series of fire hydrant openings. He arrested them for causing a catastrophe, a Class X felony, media reported. The word catastrophe can mean many things to many people, of course. The county prosecutor proved this in a sense by dropping catastrophe charges against those arrested and charging them instead with criminal damage to property. One person's alleged catastrophe is another's alleged damaged property, don't you know? Often it's due to the precise definition offered by the state legislature in the criminal statute, the way the facts play out upon investigation, and the way the two intertwine. When a crime becomes a law, the state must describe the sort of behavior that's illegal so that we all know what behavior we should avoid. Section 720 Illinois Compiled Statutes 5/20.5-5, causing a catastrophe, is no exception. It's against the law in Illinois to knowingly cause a catastrophe by explosion, fire, flood, collapse of a building, release of poison, radioactive material, bacteria, virus, or other dangerous and difficult to confine force or substance. There's additional helpful language in the statute. A catastrophe means serious physical injury or property damage. It includes substantial damage to a vital public facility that seriously impairs its usefulness or operation. Vital public facilities include fire departments and public utilities. Someone at the prosecutor's office then read the statute carefully and decided that the particular fire hydrant openings under investigation did not match that particular statutory language. Prosecutors might normally look to the courts for additional guidance, but there are no catastrophe cases in the law books in Illinois as yet, and in fact, no reported criminal cases involving fire hydrants directly at all, which likely means only that no one in Illinois has ever appealed a related conviction. But they have in other states, including Pennsylvania and Ohio. In both cases, prosecutors read through the criminal statutes and decided it best to charge the alleged perpetrators with criminal mischief. The man from Ohio had his conviction overturned, convincing the appellate court that sure he was playing in an open fire hydrant on that July day, but had not opened it. He argued successfully that the statute required a knowing or reckless act and that he lacked that mindset. Those from Pennsylvania weren't as lucky. There it was January, and the roads froze when the hydrant water flowed. Moreover, the statutory language specifically addressed the impairment of public water supply, criminal mischief conviction affirmed. Which all proves that the precise language of the criminal law is important. We now know that there's a causing a catastrophe law in Illinois. We also know it won't be challenged in court in this particular fire hydrant case. I'm Amy Guida.